This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The other day on my YouTube channel, a suggestion came up, a lecture by Sheikh Yasser Qadhi sitting with Abdul Hakim Murad at the Cambridge Central Mosque. Obviously, seeing those two sit together, it was something, you know, very interesting. So, you know, so I said, let me at least watch the introduction. It's about 56 minutes, the whole video. So I said, I'm not going to watch the whole thing, but just the introduction and see what the topic's about and see what's going on. As I started to watch, the introduction though in the beginning is from Abdul Hakim Murad, and I believe he's the imam there at that masjid. And he was a bit upset about the brothers talking in the masjid, putting their legs out and having a good old chat, as he said. And he said, it shouldn't be like that. And I'm going to show you what he said. We'll watch it together. And then I'm going to comment and respond. Is what he said correct according to the sunnah? Let's watch what he said and then we'll comment inshallah ta'ala.
When I first became Muslim, one of the things that most impressed me when I went to mosques was silence between the iqama, between the adhan and the iqama. Very impressive, reverent, prayerful silence. Nowadays, what do? Well, we sit down, we stick out our legs, and we have a good old chat to our friends. It shouldn't really be like that. If you feel the words coming out and you can't push them back down again, take your friend outside, exchange the words until they're all up, then come back and try and recall that there's some people who are actually reciting Quran quietly, who are doing tasbih, who are preparing their hearts to talk to their creator. Have some respect for them, inshallah. This is part of the sunnah and part of the respect for the masjid, inshallah.
So what is the problem? The brothers are, you know, probably talking about, you know, affairs of the dunya, might be laughing, they're apparently raising their voice a bit. And he says it shouldn't be like this. And he said it's part of the sunnah and part of the respect for the masjid. And he said it's the haqq of the mosque. I mean, not to talk like this, for us to remain silent. But is this correct according to the sunnah? Is this correct according to the opinions of the scholars? If you look at the opinion of the scholars, there is a difference of opinion. The jumhur, the majority, are in agreement with Mr. Murad that this is how it should be. You shouldn't be talking about the affairs of the dunya in the masjid. And you see this in the Maliki madhab, the Hanbali madhab, and also the Hanafi madhab. The Malikis and Hanbalis, they say it's makruh, and the Hanafis say it's makruh tahrim. It shows you that there is an opinion like this. It's important that we're fair when we respond to something, that what he's saying, that it is a valid opinion with many of the scholars. But is it the correct opinion or not? Imam An-Nawawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, obviously want to know something is correct, always the principle, and we always, remind ourselves and our students of this, is that we go back to what is in the Qur'an and what is in the Sunnah. And if there's something that's in the Qur'an or Sunnah, that's what we follow, even if it goes against the opinion of the majority of the scholars. Al-Imam An-Nawawi, who is from the great Shafi'i scholars, as we know, he said, يَجُوز التَّحَدُّثْ بِالْحَدِيثِ الْمُبَاحِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. He said, it's permissible to talk about affairs that are mubah, which are allowed in the masjid, things that are halal. He said, وَبِأَمُورَ الدُّنْيَا وَغَيْرِهَا مِنَ الْمُبَاحَاتِ. He said, and to talk about the affairs of the dunya and other than that, he said, as long as it's from the mubahat, as long as it's something that's allowed, that's halal. وَإِنْ حَصَلْ فِيهِ, pay attention, وَإِنْ حَصَلْ فِيهِ ضِحِكْ وَنَحُ. He said, even if there is no laughing and like that with it, I mean, people are going to be laughing, maybe raising their voices a bit. And obviously with respect and adab, we're not going to go crazy with it, but he said, even if the people are laughing with it and what have you. مَدَامَ مُبَاحًا, as long as it stays halal, it's mubah, the hadith, the topic they're talking about, then it's permissible and there's no problem with that. And he said the evidence for that is the hadith of Jabir ibn Samara. And part of the hadith, which Imam An-Nawawi didn't mention the beginning of it, we'll mention it completely, that one of the narrators, who is Simak ibn Harb, rahimahullah, he asked the Sahabi, Jabir ibn Samara, radiallahu anhu, أَكُنْتَ تُجَالِسُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He said, did you used to sit in the company of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? And that's an important part of the hadith. That's why I mentioned it, even though Imam An-Nawawi didn't mention it. And then Imam An-Nawawi mentioned the rest of the hadith from here, or what's coming after that, after the response of Jabir, where Jabir said, نَعَمْ كَثِيرًا. He said, yes, I sat with him very frequently. And he said that he would sit in his musalla, he would sit in his prayer place and until the sunrise, talking about after Salat al-Fajr. And then he said, but he said the companions, and this is the evidence for the topic that we're talking about now, so pay attention. He said that the companions, كانوا يتحدثون فيأخذون في أمر الجاهلية فيضحكون. Allahu Akbar. He said that the companions would have conversations and they would talk about the affairs of the jahiliyyah, what they would do before Islam, and they would laugh about it. Now, I want you to picture the picture with me. We have the greatest of all of the creation after the prophets, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They're sitting in the masjid. They're talking about the affairs of the jahiliyyah, affairs of the dunya, and they're laughing. Who is in their presence? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. What was his response to them? Jabir said, وَيَبْتَسِمْ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, he would smile. So what is the jawab, what is the answer then to this? Is it permissible for us to put out our feet and have a good old chat in the masjid? Say, yes, it is according to the sunnah. And right away when I heard this introduction, this hadith from Sahih Muslim, it went into my head. I remembered it. I said, whoa, the sunnah says this. But when I went and researched, to be fair, yes, there are many scholars who take that opinion, but the hadith is clear that it is permissible. So there's no problem with the brothers putting out their feet and having a good old chat between the adhan and the iqam, inshallah. In fact, this is something that we should encourage as imams in the West, because even in the East, honestly, but more so in the West, where the society outside is as we see it. And the masjid needs to be a community center where people can come together and to have a chat, to have a cup of coffee. Perhaps in his masjid, there might be another area for that, but nonetheless, that even in the general masajid, which are not that big, this could be an area where we have a cup of tea together. We sit down and we relax, we talk, even if it's about the affairs of the dunya, as long as it's halal, as Imam An-Nawawi said, this is something that should be encouraged in order to encourage people to come to the mosque. And Allah knows best. Allahu alam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyin Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.